Yo, 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 this is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy, Enigma September. Sorry for the delay, but we here now. YouTube, y'all get to see me jumping around a lot, but it is what it is. My man Vega is on the way, so we're going to get it popping. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Once you get here. Anyway, this is episode 49. What? Almost to that 50, baby. Episode 49 of the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is powered by the Freedom Train Radio. By Freedom Train Radio. And Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. So I talk to my man Joe Ward, my man Patrick Irvine. Appreciate y'all for everything y'all do. To my YouTube viewers, remember to hit that like, drop a comment, share. You know what I'm saying? Most importantly, hit that subscribe button. You know what I'm saying? Cross that century mark. We're trying to get 1,000. You know what I mean? Trying to get bigger and better, baby. So I appreciate any and everybody who subscribed so far. Salute everybody, everybody that watched the episodes. Lo, aka Tony Cash, surprised your boy. I ain't think my man was gonna do some numbers. My man kind of did some numbers. You know what I mean? He's the top five after a week. So you know what I mean? Shout out to my man Lo, aka Tony Cash, for doing his thing. Hey, baby, I see you. My baby, Felicia, she in the building. You know what I mean? Also, too, watching the live version. Or, you know what I'm saying, if you want to watch any future live versions of the Enigma Sep Hour, you can also leave comments on the show, the YouTube show. Leave comments on the YouTube show, and we can interact. You know, it's an interactive podcast. It's not just something you watch or listen to. You know, you can be part of the podcast. So I would get to the point where I open up the phone lines. But I don't know if y'all know how to stay mute. So we're going to keep that tone down for now. But, you know, maybe one day I'll let y'all come in. You know what I mean? We'll take live calls. Who knows? Let's see how disciplined y'all can be. Anyway, to my podcast listeners, you can watch the live stream of the Enigma Sep Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. Also, too, while you're on YouTube, after you watch this episode and any other my other 48 episodes, check out my man Big Low over at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. People out his ill coffee vlog, you know what I'm saying? Actually, this week he interviewed man, Johnny Panic, aka the Rat King. If you guys remember, the very first Enigma Sep and next episode, I had Johnny Panic with my man Jamal Steele when they came to Tallahassee to perform at the Bart. So, Lo, why you biting, dog? I'm joking. That's his own boy. Hey, it was a dope episode, man. Matter of fact, I think he had 20. So, yeah, man, y'all check out Big Low, everything he doing over there. Also, too, make sure you check out the past 48 episodes of the Enigma Sep Hour at www.freedomtrainradio.com. It's available at the website as well as the YouTube episode, so they coincide with each other. Again, shout out to Joe and Pat for putting that together. Also, too, in regards to listening to the podcast, you can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Atomic Bomb. I've been waiting for it. I've been waiting. We here now. my man's working now. What? Hey, we on Spotify, baby. Yes. You can listen to the podcast now on Spotify. So make sure you find the podcast. Search Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour and hit that subscribe button, man. So when this pop up on Spotify, boom, there we go. So we out you. Yo, big up that. And any, matter of fact, anywhere you listen to a podcast, man, we should be available. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Again, like I said, this is an interactive podcast, so feel free to send me some drops, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get a low key. Any artists out there talking to y'all, I'm going to get a low key ad on the show. You know what I mean? Send me an MP3 to my email at enigmasept, that's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-C-P-T, at gmail.com. All you got to do is say who you are, who you represent, and tell the people that you are now that they are now listening to the Enigma Self Hour. You got time. You know what I'm saying? Hit me with the drop. You know what I'm saying? I add it to the podcast. And, hey, get a little shine. Look, trying to be community-based around here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to look out for y'all. But look out for your boy. Anyway, man, I'm going to go ahead and get into it. I'm not going to do it, Felicia. It's your boy. Nah, I'm joking. Barely, it should be super easy, barely inconvenient to avoid all of that. So we get into this first song, though, which I've chosen already. And we give our man Big Skinny some shine, because that's the homie. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully in the meantime, between time, buddy will fall through while we playing the music in the podcast on Sound Crazy. Just for YouTube. So anyway, my man Big Skinny with Do Whatever. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby.
Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever.
We don't want any problems.
Get y'all.
Pull up the Henny Coke and fire up that drove. Before you slap a rooted poo and drop the rocks elbow. Pray or read some Bible scriptures, man, I don't know. Take a bump up your nose and keep you under control. Just do whatever.
Get y'all.
Whenever, wherever,
you get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all.
Get y'all.
Do whatever.
Get
y'all.
Why? Because these niggas is crazy and them crackers is cold. Gotta keep one eye on your neighbor, keep one eye on patrol. Tired of waking up angry, man, y'all just don't know. Wanna put a price on the head, then pop a tap on my toe. Shit, whatever.
Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all.
Got one more fucking time to play with me.
Do whatever.
I swear I'ma call them goons.
Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all.
Don't do it.
Get y'all.
Okay.
But lucky for y'all, her love teacher, she been so. My cocaine plant my face in and then being slow. Painting pleasure all over her wall with a zen stroke. She clutching sheets like she hanging out of a window. Ooh. I get y'all.
Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all.
Like remembering them shoes you was gawking over, but couldn't pay. Well, I was thinking about you and copping for you the other day. So here you go on this random Tuesday that don't mean shit. Just to see a smile across your face, and that's king shit. That'll get you off.
Get y'all. Do whatever.
Get y'all.
Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever.
Get y'all.
Get y'all.
Well, I'm about to go chill with my boys in the hood. Skating to that UGK diamonds and wood. Vibing in the studio till we get the hook. Passing weed around,
feeling high, feeling good.
Goddamn.
It's been a long ass week.
You owe it to yourself.
And you owe it to yourself to just party out, party down. But just know, there's always a hater around.
Damn. But mess around, start talking sisters, bullets through your front door. On the balcony or on the stage in front your kinfolk. It's strange that it's dangerous, striving to be great. Them boys will do you in if you trying to defeat hate, whatever.
Man. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all.
Get y'all.
But shake them parasites like a paradise. Still bucking dead presidents under a pair of nice flow on them. Pop a knee, brand new shoes and a sweatshirt. Back though, Lil Joe for that net worth. Nigga, you do whatever.
Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all.
Love's a losing game. You decided to take your time. Slow grind. Lost all trust, including your mind. Batteries died in your favorite toy, and then I slow down. In your office chair, scooching back and forth behind closed blinds. Whatever.
Get y'all.
That office chair.
Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all.
Get y'all.
Do whatever.
Get y'all.
Get y'all.
Throw some rims under that candy, pull some coke in that brandy. Snatch that dress off that mannequin, watch her remove it, candidly. Let her tickle your fantasy, toss a couple of them amateurs, add a few more of them Benjamin. She may hop in your Camry, and get your haul.
Get your haul, do whatever.
One time for that front seat love.
Do whatever. Get your
So put on some coat, trainer up my Jamal. Get some Herbie in your life, that Cal J to go hard. Or maybe you need an upper. Have that Boosie handed, I'm base polar. Stilly Dan, fade out, and Gucci jamming, man, whatever.
Get don't judge me, baby, and I won't judge you.
Do whatever. Get your
know what I'm gonna be when I
do whatever.
You know what I'ma be doing when I come.
Do whatever.
You know what you're gonna
be smelling, goddamn. But see, my favorite thing, well, it's rather cliche. Relay, relax, release, chilling deep in the haze. Inhale, exhale, repeat, chilling deep in the face. Look on when I'm straight, man, I'm
feeling good. Yeah, don't,
I'm good. Don't worry about it, Nah, my eyes open. I'm straight, I promise.
You
are you enjoying yourself though?
Because
you owe it to yourself.
Yo. Feeling high, feeling good.
Pass the J around. I'm feeling high,
feeling good.
Pass the J around.
Feeling high, feeling good.
Pass the J's around. Ooh.
Feeling high, feeling good.
But I got some OG Kush. I got some golden donut. I got some goddamn royal good. Strawberry haze. Goddamn. What you know about that blue cheese? Yeah. Huh?
Feeling high, feeling good.
Goddamn.
Feeling high, feeling good.
Goddamn.
Feeling high, feeling good.
Got this hot sauce in my life.
Yeah. Feeling good. We back. This is the Nick Myself Hour. That was my man Big Kenny with Do Whatever. Now, if you are new to the game, and hopefully you are, because we want more new listeners and new viewers. If you're new to the game, I don't play the songs on the YouTube. Just because, whatever. But you can hear the songs on the podcast when it comes out on Monday. So, guys, make sure to stay tuned for that, all right? Or it's not stay tuned, but listen to the podcast, watch the video, and then listen to the podcast when it's out on Monday so you can get the music. And the music is typically dope. I try not to play trash. I'm pretty sure 99% of the people I play are not trash. Just to be objective. Subjectively, no one's trash. I'm not playing trash shit. But, yeah, so there we go. What do we have? Oh, to the podcast. I got to tell the podcast. I already told YouTube, man. July 20th, if you are in Tallahassee or will be in Tallahassee, mark your calendars. We have another hip-hop showcase brought to you by Submissive Sounds. shout out to Dr. Lisa. I'll be hosting yet again, so I'll be there with the shenanigans. Hopefully I won't make jokes at the expense of my girlfriend. I just make jokes at the expense of everyone else because I want to be a comedian. Not really, but I try unsuccessfully, basically. But yeah, so should be a good time, man. Come out, support. It's very important, man, that Lisa really is putting herself on the line for the name of hip-hop. And that's a lot for that's more than I say for a lot of people who claim they love the game, who claim they, you know, want to be in this culture. You know what I'm saying? She's really doing a lot. So, yo, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all do that, man. And it's free. Free entry. Guys. Let me emphasize, it is free. Show up. That's all you got to do. Show up and support, all right? That's it. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience, all right? Yeah, you can go to some other spots and pay however amount of money, but guess what? On that Saturday in July, free vibe, chill. It's a chill atmosphere. A lot of room. It's a dope establishment. Shout out to the Junction on Monroe. Just come through and relax and chill, man. That's it. Yeah. So Saturday, July 20th, 9 p.m., meet me, Junction at Monroe. Part come chill, relax, stay. That's another thing, too. You can tell you that. I ain't mean to go on this rant. I'm going to go on this rant. Go to a hip-hop show. All right, you going, support your homie. All right, cool, that's fine. Man, stay your ass there, all right? Support the other people. Now, granted, if you got some stuff you got to do, I get it. But it really, really helps to stay because everyone needs to need that love. You know what I mean? If you're going to blow it up, everyone should, you know what I'm saying, deserve to get that love. And plus, I don't know, maybe somebody return the favor. Maybe somebody who got more people than you coming out can bring their people out and support you. Like, oh, snap, I didn't know this person was dope. I'm glad I stayed. All glad Buddy told me to stay because I came out to see him. He stayed, so I stayed. We met this artist, and, you know, I vibe with him now. Common sense, man. And granted, I ain't taking no shots at nobody. I don't want nobody looking at me crazy. Oh, I left early. You must show up now. It ain't that. People do it all the time. I've done it. So, like I said, I get it. If you have stuff you got to do, that's cool. I get it. But, man, stay out. Stay. Stay. I know it's a song. I don't know what song it is. Anyway, man, let's get into the news. Off top, got my man Kool Keith and Big Crit. Dropped two albums today. I bet y'all ain't know Kool Keith dropped the album, huh? Y'all weren't anticipating that announcement. Yeah, Kool Keith dropped the album called Keith. Y'all listen to it? Hell no. I met Kool Keith in Atlanta back in 2015. Was that something Kool Keith? I'm going to listen to it eventually, but I didn't hang out of time because I'm actually working on it. Anyway, I did listen to the Big Crit project, and, of course, it's dope, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Nothing really stood out to me just yet, probably outside of the lead singles. He got a joint with J. Cole on there. That's a dope project. And he also got a joint with Lil Wayne. And I can't say this girl's name for nothing. I'm gonna talk about it later. Swaweedy. It's like Sweetie, but with an A in the fuck. So, yeah. Check that out. But anyway, man, it's a dope project, man, all the way through. Like I said, I was vibing to it driving home from work today, and it's a dope album. So, y'all, man, y'all make sure y'all check that out. Also, your boy, I ain't even say that with him. Anyway, Enigma is so bad. Anyway, new remix. It ain't even out yet. It's out. It came out yesterday. New remix, Old Town Road, featuring Young Thug and Mason Ramsey. White people, help me out. Who the hell? I think Mason Ramsey is the little country white boy that blew up a year ago because he went viral because he was singing some song in the store or some shit. I think that's who that is. Anyway, so yeah, new remix. Young Thug still sucks. I'm sorry. Sue me. We need that remix. I know that Lil Nas X said that Young Thug is the original country trap person, but yeah, nah. Let's see. Moving on, because I already wasted too much time. Jaden Smith, of course, I told y'all he dropped his album last week, but apparently I don't think he gave out. He gave out STDs. I'm joking. He gave out free vegan food, you know what I'm saying, I guess in L.A. or somewhere. That was cool, dope. Kind of wonder if I'm homeless, ain't really looking for no tofu, but if I'm hungry, I eat almost anything. So give me the tofu. Who cares? But anyway, shout out to Jaden Smith for doing the same, man. Now, trying to get ready for the bullshit. That was the good news. That was the only good news. The rest of the week has been pretty shitty, and we're going to find out. Okay. Now, really, really, really bad news, man. This really was going to be my main topic, but some other stuff blew up this week. I think somewhere in Arizona. Shout out to Charlamagne the God. This crack-ass cracker decided that he didn't like the fact that this black kid was playing rap music aloud and stepped up the little buddy and slit his throat. killing them. Of course, those living in Florida, this is reminiscent of Jordan Davis. And, yeah, man. But in this sense, this wasn't – the dude that killed Jordan Davis, he was saying it was self-defense. He thought his life was in danger. We found out that was, you know, saying a bunch of malarkey. But this guy just got out of prison, had been in and out of prison, and was, apparently was just off his rocker. I don't think being racist – has anything to do with being crazy and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Just a racist piece of shit. And what's even worse is his lawyer, his prosecutor, want to come off and say, oh, he has mental issues. Nah, bro. Nope. I just saw a clip where I guess after the Roseanne incident, when she called the black lady a monkey, got a show canceled that she blamed on the Ambien, and the makers of the Ambien was like, our drugs don't make racism. Yeah, crazy don't make racism, bro. It's not an excuse. Sis, it was his little defender or whoever was like, my client was sick. No, his client was a racist piece of shit. And that was some bullshit. You know what I mean? But despite all my cussing and ranting, prayers and our thoughts are with the family of that young man, a young boy. Because then he was only like 16, 17 years old. He didn't deserve that. Less somber news. I got the OVO Fest basically bringing the Millennium Tour to Canada, but Drake's still trying to charge people an arm and a leg. Free Quebec. How about that? Free Quebec. Montreal, start that back up again. It's been 20 years. Speaking of things reoccurring, R. Kelly is now facing Fed charges. And if anybody who knows, you don't beat the Feds unless you're Irv Gotti. And even that costs. You see how crazy he looks. So, it looks like R. Kelly about to be out of here for real, for real. Them state charges, he can dodge. The Feds, it's a route, bro. You can live good in the Feds. Feds make you – I'd rather go with the Feds, but just know the Feds come after you, you going. It's just a matter if you're going to have internet or not. That's all. Lil Wayne decided to walk off stage. He's on tour with Blink-182, if you cared at all. But apparently – doing one show day before yesterday. It's the 12th, so as I'm recording this, so the 11th. He got on stage and was like, I can't do this. It's not my crowd. It's not my vibe. I'm out of here. He left. But apparently he put out a tweet. I saw this tweet that said, hey, I was bugging. Things was crazy. I'm staying tuned. We good to go. We'll see. Libra Swag, hey. We're undecisive, apparently. We don't know what we want. Isn't that right, Alicia? Anyway, main topic before I get into the next track, I want to get into the shenanigans. This blew up. Everyone faces this week. The topic apparently is female rappers or women rappers or just rappers, if you want to, you know, be like Jean Grey. So apparently Jermaine Dupri was on this talk show, and they asked him about the current crop of female rappers that are out in the game. And he gave his assessment because they asked him about female rappers who are out right now. And he was like, hey, everyone sound like strippers that want to rap. He was like, they got nothing on my female rappers I put out 25 years ago. Shout out to the Brat, the first solo female rap artist to go platinum. Of course, Salt and Pepper is the first group to go platinum. But anyway, so, caused a Twitter storm. Caused Cardi B, which I don't have a problem with Cardi B getting mad, because if there's anyone who's a stripper rapper, it's Cardi B. And she was all like, there's other rappers out there. There's other female rappers that's spitting real shit. And she shouted out a bunch of quote unquote real rappers like Rhapsody and Tierra Whack and a whole bunch of female rappers I named like two episodes ago. Anyway, she didn't say Rico Nasty, but whatever. And then everybody follow suit. Want to name their favorite rapper who you haven't seen half their titties on TV before. Cute. That's nice. All right. And then also two people wanted to assassinate character assassinate Jermaine Dupri. Like, granted, Jermaine Dupri is a biter and a leech, all right? He's basically been Puffy light, or Jay-Z light, or Dr. Dre light, all right? He took Mass Effect and made Criss Cross. He took Snoop and made The Brat. He took Jodeci and made Escape, all right? We get that. But on the flip side, I mean, they've all blew up. They've all sold records. So he made Atlanta a place to be. Not by himself, but he helped facilitate that. So as much as you can knock Jermaine Dupri, you got to give him props. At the end of the day, like, just be real. Just because you upset about what someone says doesn't mean you have to character assassinate them and try to put them down. And it kind of goes back to another kind of male-female war that was going on. All right, y'all hold tight real quick. Wow. Well, it kind of goes back to another male-female war. You had Joe Budden versus, I forgot, I don't even know who, Darrell. Is it Darrell? Or the, I forgot. Anyway. Yes, we laid up for not knowing all the podcasts in the world. I started this in 2008, so forget y'all. Anyway, so he would be with another podcast, apparently with a female lead, and the name of the podcast, tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it. Anyway, but this old beef about males shitting on females or whatever. And I get it, all right? I get it. Anytime you have a disenfranchised group, it always look bad if you are not part of that group or the polar opposite of that group to talk bad about that group. However, and being that I'm a part of a disenfranchised group as far as me being black, I have the same feeling about the group that I'm part of. Just because one group is saying something that you don't agree with don't mean that you get just tear down that group. It doesn't make you look any better. So just because you don't agree with JD's assessment of female rappers in the game don't mean you get to tear him down and try to revisionize history because you want to make him look bad. Nah, the man got hit. He did shit, all right? Be it, even if he bit somebody's style, he still made shit popular. He still put in work, probably more than 90% of most of you motherfuckers. So before you go off and try to bury JD because he had a weak assessment about female rappers in the game, how about just shut the fuck up and put it in work? Basically, at the end of the day. And also, too, hell, you weren't totally off. The fact that you got Cardi B on top of the female rap game, maybe not every female rapper that's popular is doing shit, but you got a lot of other female rappers that's probably under the radar that's probably like, I got to do what Cardi B doing. So he probably see 100,000 Cardi B wannabes that all talking about how they strip and try to make money off rap or trip money off selling their pussy. So he may be right. That may be his assessment. You know what I mean? So you basically chill the fuck out. Don't be so quick to respond. Sit back, assess the situation, then say some shit. But a lot of y'all just popping off at the mouth without even doing any research or having any idea of the history of shit. And you end up looking really, really stupid. I just sit back and laugh at y'all. But anyway, you're going to go ahead, man, get into this next track. And then you're going to get into this interview with my man Vega Vega, who's in the building. So I got my man Chad Rhymes, who is 100 on the 100 on the dash. And then we're going to come back. This is the Enigma Step Hour. You got time, baby.
To myself, it's time to roll some more gas. Yeah, yeah. to make a play. We out here for the digits. When we come back to the crib, man, you know it's back to business. Back to business. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, you know I'm never switching. Nah. Even when I got a lot, I'm thinking money flipping. Yeah, thinking about my squad. Yeah, we fighting for position. Man, it feels so good that all my niggas getting out the kitchen.
They feel so different.
I remember thinking, was I ever gonna be rich? Even though my 8th grade teacher told me that I wouldn't be shit. So I said, why you say that? Even though it was way back. So when I count this meal, man, I guess that's gonna be the payback. Yeah, the payback. We hopped up in the foreign, man, I'm thinking about the interstate. I told myself it's time to go fast. Then my homeboy bust the pack. I grabbed the wood, man, I'm thinking to myself, it's time to roll some more gas. Yeah.
All right, we back. This is the Nick Myself Hour. That's my man Chad Rhymes with 100 on the dash. And, oh, shoot, I see y'all. Got a few people in here. without further ado, got my man Vega in the building. What up, man?
What's good? What's good? Nick, my man in here, boy. Yes, sir. All
right, so I feel bad because, you know, when I have people on the show, I become some of a stalker. I got to see what you're doing. So I'm going through your pictures or whatever, and I saw you had this shirt.
Yeah.
It wasn't
I was going to mention that. I was going to mention that. I was like, oh, he got
a good taste. Yeah, because I was like, low-key, like, I saw him like, man, I'm going to take this shirt off. I was like, you know what?
And I thought it was weird, too.
That would have been wild. Hey. Actually, my man JC, we did that like 2 weeks ago. Like, we came with the shirt. I didn't know you had. I never seen the shirt. I've worn the shirt like 1,000 times. I know he knew. He knew I had it.
Right.
I don't know why he decided to wear it going to the station because you know he's gonna run into me. But yeah, he ended up having the same shirt in
20 days.
Nah, we ain't doing
no 20 days.
Nah, we good on that. Shout out to Erica Maxwell in the building. Hit that subscribe button.
My little sister, what's up?
Oh snap, little sister in the building.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so without further ado, man, like, again, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
It's going to be a regular Q&A off top. Like, what got you rapping?
Man, okay. It's crazy. So me and my cousin over here, y'all can't see him, but another artist on the Whammy team, we already made it. That's what that stands for. Check it out. Ricky the Rich. But, you know, we was younger, we used to sit on the back of this old pickup truck, bro.
Okay.
And just rap. Just do our thing.
Right.
Terrible. Terrible. Oh, my God. But, you know, I just stuck with it, bro. I just love music.
Right.
I always love music. So that's really what it do.
Now, I'm with you because I was in the same boat in a trailer park. He was like my second, third cousin. And my man Eugene or whatever. Yeah, that's what we were doing. It was all freestyling, thinking we was doing something. And one day I was just like, I saw Biggie on TV. I just saw my age.
Yeah.
But I saw Biggie on TV. I was like, this nigga fat. I look prettier than he do. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I can do this. And there we go. So I just started to pop off. So coming up, like, who was some of your influence? Like I said, Biggie made me want to rap. Like, who was some of the artists you looked up to and was like, yo, I want to not actually be like them, but you know what I'm saying, it gave you direction in regards to how you spit.
It was a few. T.I.
Okay.
Like, I was like, yeah, big T.I. fan. Lil Wayne, of course.
Right.
I'm a 90s baby, so that's kind of automatic.
Wait, he just named two September Libras, just to let y'all know. T.I. and Lil Wayne, so, hey, we out there. I told y'all.
So, for sure. Back then, I think that was really it, bro.
Yeah.
But as I got older, I started listening to more people. Like right now, J. Cole probably my favorite artist.
Dope.
So, you know, I listen to a variety, but in my top, It'd probably be those three.
No judgment, dog. I like that. You know what I mean? So when was about the time you really kind of, like, took it serious, like, as far as, like, recording and, you know, trying to put ideas together? Like, was it, like, while you was in high school? Was it a little bit afterwards? Like, when was that time when you started really thinking, like, I'm really putting money behind this stuff?
It was after high school.
Okay.
Because when I was in high school, we used to rap. I have little rap battles before class and stuff.
Right.
By the band room, by the gym.
Right.
That's in one of my songs, by the way. yeah, we used to have little rap battles. And then after that, when I got out, I was like, man. I started seeing people in Tallahassee doing music, and I was like, well, I can rap.
Right, right.
You know, so I started writing music and taking it a little more serious, doing shows. Yeah.
All right. What's you with you?
Rickets and Gandhi.
You should have saved the God shit. I don't know.
But I got to say that because I got the people that was there with me.
Nah, I was like, nah, bro, you went to God.
Nah, the Rickets and Gandhi.
Nah, God be straight. Yeah, God be straight. I went to Bellevue, so a lot of people that were Bellevue went to God. So again, showing my age.
Bellevue was lit. I didn't go to Bellevue. I went to Fairview, but Bellevue was always lit.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
The doggone views, man. Got rid of my school.
Oh, man.
Dang.
That's how they do the real.
Dog, they try to get rid of Richards. I'm like, they try to get rid of all my elementary school gone. I went to Little Western. That's out of here.
Man.
Bellevue out of here.
Old Ridge Elementary.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to think. I was over there. I mean, Southside, so. Ain't no telling. So I think he was. Nah, I ain't even gonna get that. So now that you're in the game or whatever, like how has it been trying to navigate, especially being in Tallahassee? Exactly, you got a good number of artists that's trying to do stuff. Thankfully, y'all keep it coming because y'all keep my show coming because some of the artists in Tallahassee. How do you navigate? You know what I'm saying? Just dealing with all the rappers and especially people who like try to look at you like, oh, you're a local rapper. Like, how you try to say, like, nah, like, I'm really doing this?
The only way to escape that is to get out of your city.
True.
So, as far as Tallahassee, I'm always be a local rapper until I blow.
Right.
Kind of like T-Pain. He was always a local rapper until he blew up. Now he T-Pain.
You feel me? Right.
So, you know. That's like, it's hard, but anything worth having is not going to be easy to get, you feel me? Anything worth having is not going to be easy to get. So I say it's hard, but I'm willing to go through whatever it takes because I really want this.
The nigga want to cry right now. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the realest shit ever. For real. That's why I keep doing this. Like I said, it ain't easy, but hey, you gotta keep going. Right. Mr. Quick.
That's my baby. That's my fiance right now.
Oh, it's your fiance?
Yeah. She said don't do Gabby. She went to Gabby.
You lucky your man saved you because I was about.
Rick High, please
leave. I got my girl in the comments. Yeah, y'all can go at it. No, I'm joking. Don't do that. Y'all chill. Relax. Now, speaking of, I know rapping the only thing, you know what I'm saying, you got in the bucket. Because I know I frequent a certain establishment a number of times. Got my ass fucked up a number of times. So, what's the deal with, you know what I'm saying, being in probably like the hot spot in Tallahassee at this point, like how you balance all of that?
What you mean balance what?
What?
Oh, my job and music.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good place to be. You know what I mean?
You know, bills don't stop. So you got to do what you got to do to make stuff happen now.
Right.
But the free time that I do have, most of it go to that.
Right.
What don't go to my daughters, my fiance. It go to that.
Right.
Like them the only three things I got. Family, music, working.
Word.
That's all I do.
Word.
That's it.
But then, so. I wonder, does it make it easier? Because you got, I mean, you around like people who are already trying to get in the vibe. Or does it make it harder? Because it's just like, that's buddy that be doing whatever.
I mean, any way somebody know you is going to be good when you're an artist, because that's all you need is people to know you.
Work.
So it don't really make it hard. It actually helps.
Yeah, that was the one.
The more places I can get my face seen and people know that, oh, he do music too.
Right.
That's views.
Right.
And views is what's going to get you there.
Word.
For sure.
Yeah, I heard him. Check the views. Your views up. Word. And so being you're in the spot or whatever, and you get to see what people are vibing, you know what I'm saying? Does that have an influence on how you make your music? And you be like, all right, I know people feeling this type of wave or whatever. Okay. And again, not saying you'll bite anybody, but you saying, okay, I know this wave, let me, you know what I'm saying, incorporate this, incorporate that.
No, definitely, because music always changing. So what's hot today might not be hot tomorrow.
Word.
So you got to be diverse with your music. You got to be able to keep up with people as well as stay in your lane by, like, not saying be different, but do your style.
Right.
But in a way that what's popping right now,
right,
isn't still falling in line with that trend.
Right.
You got to follow the trend.
Right.
You got to. Not necessarily ride nobody's way, but you got to follow the trend.
Right.
Because what's not trending, ain't nobody on that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be talking about no diggity-diggity-wiggity-wiggity in 2019, got you looking crazy or whatever. So, right. Yeah, I feel you on that. And if someone was coming to you and be like, all right, I never heard your music, you know, could you describe before I listen to it, how would it sound? You know what I'm saying? How would you describe that to them?
How would I describe my music? It's music you can vibe to.
Mm.
Anybody can vibe to it. It's not like I'm not a trap rapper. I don't rap about trapping. I don't rap about killing.
Right.
I ain't never killed nobody. Don't plan on it. So most of the stuff I rap about, you'll hear me say I want this or I got this. Like, I'm giving you stuff you can relate to, because I mean, I don't know nobody that don't want a phantom.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So if you listen to my music, you basically gonna hear a lot of that. What my goals, what I'm trying to get to,
right,
what I done achieved, stuff like that, with my own little swag to it to make it sound good.
I would say luxurious rap, like you trying to be like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm trying to live a good life rap.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, I ain't trying to say I'm better than nobody, but I'm trying to get better than everybody.
Mm.
You know?
I'm saying a word. hey, call me Lay, wifey calling me. You're lucky your man talking some truth right now. I can't even say that. My man killed me.
Yeah.
Man, also just a little bit more background, like, in regards to the name Vega, like, where did you get that from?
Vega came from exactly where everybody think it came from. Street Fighters.
Yeah.
That's exactly where it came
from. Yo.
Yep. It was just like, me and my homies used to play that. Like a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was around the time I was doing that, and I was like, hey, come over to rap, man. It's like, you always using him. You need to be Vega. He's like, okay. And then my little sister, shout out to her. That's how we got Vega. She hit me with a nice little line, and she was like, you need to do Vega instead of just Vega. It's like, Vega. Sounds so nice, you got to say it twice. I was like, I like that. So we've been rocking with that. But it can be Vega anything. Vega the boss. Vega the man, Vega the incredible, anything with it, that's you just wordplay with it.
Hey, I can't even.
Throw that Vega in there.
I would have never, like, of course, me, I'm an 80s baby. So, yeah,
right.
First thing I think about when I think of Vega, I'm like,
Street Fighter.
Oh, I hate why I didn't even sound no damn street. But you were, yeah, you were a little, like, close to it.
Yeah,
hell yeah. Right.
Yeah,
yo, exactly. Straight up. I ain't even mad. I'm not even mad at all. And also too, I guess, let me see. So I know I got a couple of your tracks. Have you released like any projects, or have you just been releasing songs so far? I know you got a couple of videos too.
Yeah, I got videos on YouTube of a bunch of beat jacks that I did. I got a video out for my song They Watching. That's a single. It's on everything, every network you can think of, any music platform is on there. Title, Apple Music. It's called They Watching by Vega. I also have Fly Away on there. That's one of my earlier tracks, but it's dope. It's on every platform as well. Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon. It's on all of that, so y'all look that up.
All right, no doubt. So we're going to go ahead, man, get into the music. Again, y'all can hear the music on the podcast. It's going to come out Monday, but we're going to go ahead and get into it here on YouTube. And, yeah, we'll be right back. So this is the Unique Myself Hour, my man Vega Vega in the building. You got time, baby?
First class, what up? Hey, them babies going to love this shit, you feel me? Sheesh! Now we can hit the beach side each night, chillin' in the moonlight. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Now we ride nonstop, no top. You ever drove a fast car? Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Feeding you hibachi, I dress you in Versace, a brand new set of car keys. Yeah, I know you like that. You wanna go shopping, that's one of many options. You pick from any topic. Yeah, I know you like that. I know just what you like, said. I know just what you need. See you peeking across the way, girl. You must like what you see. Say, come on. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Come on. Yeah, yeah. Cartier's whip tip, rolling on drip, drip. Try to make her mine, but she playing hard to get. Yeah, so I'ma shoot my shot like I'm Kobe in the clutch. Smiled at me when she caught me looking at her butt. No weave, hair long, shorty growing that shit. No makeup on, she just glossed them lips. No poke, poke for the poke, poke. Mama did that. She don't smoke, but she tote, tote with the kid. I said, I'm looking for a queen, could you be one? She said, a king know a queen when he see one. And she was show looking good with them jeans on. Got up, started walking like that booty had a theme song. Gotta be a smart chick with her own shit. Don't forget that thick chick, ass belly fit in the slim fits. Chocolate, no, I like the melanin poplin. Swish out it from Houston cause she flyed in the rockets. I know just what you like, said. I know just what you need. See you peeking across the way, girl. You must like what you see. Say, come on. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Come on, yeah. Now we can hit the beach side each night, chillin' in the moonlight. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Now we ride nonstop, no top. You ever drove a fast car? Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Hibachi, I dress you in Versace, a brand new set of car keys. Yeah, I know you like that. You wanna go shopping, that's one of many options. You pick from any topic. Yeah, I know you like that. I know you see me looking, see your pretty eyes. Come on over here, girl, why you acting shy? Let me whisper something in your ear, but I can make you smile. Home on a Netflix trigger, we can take a flight. Tell me what to do to make you feel special. Cause I'ma do it time 10, I'ma bless you. Mine's what you worth more than a necklace. Anything she wants, she can name it, no pressure. He ain't gotta say much, I know you like it. She looking good in the heels of the Nikes. Little shorts on legs looking like trophies. The type of chick make a boss lose focus. And I'm hoping you open to more than smoking and stroking. Girl, I got plans for your time. That's if you ain't wasting mine. Now we can hit the beach side each night, chillin' in the moonlight. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Now we ride nonstop, no top. You ever drove a fast car? Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Feeding you hibachi, I dress you in Versace, a brand new set of car keys. Yeah, I know you like that. You wanna go shopping, that's one of many options. You pick from any topic. Yeah, I know you like that. I know just what you like, said. I know just what you need. See you peeking across the way, girl. You must like what you see. Say, come on. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Come on. Oh, yeah.
Beast mode, you can get shot like a free throw. Walked in this bitch with a cheat code. Knock, knock, thumb on the peephole. Need to fuck a mug, that's my free code. Ooh, yeah, get low. Got the sweat and bullets when I creep slow. Pocket racket pop on, then I reload. Came with the fire, catch a heat stroke. 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 Catch a. Ooh. I play for keeps, yeah. That 38 under my pillow, only way I can sleep, yeah. And you know that ain't no love in these streets. The block getting hot, it's been cussed around my spot by the week. And mama said that talking is cheap. I smell the bullshit, man, it reeks every time that you speak. And papa said, face, practice what you preach, yeah. I'm only pussy if they say you are what you eat. Whoa, put them to sleep. Hit them in the head when you pull out the stick. Leave them bloody red, nigga,
ID the clip. Said what I said, but I came with some lip. Sauced up swag, but I came with the drip. Came with the heat of the Nina. Turn him from a baller, now he ballerina. I look like a king in the hood, is my kingdom. They never respected this, they never seen him. Call me Facey Cena now. Mandy, I roll with a reaper now. Just might be Billy Boy, I'm the goat. I do not care if y'all sick or drown. Dijonair with the sticky. Boy, I be puffing that penny proud. And it's pretty loud, but it blocks out all the screaming sounds. Can you hear me now? Bow. Came with the fire, catch a heat stroke. 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 Bodies gon' flop if I pop it. Heard you the plug on the second. Came with that fight that was sobbing. If I up my five nigga strapping like flash, that's 10-4 nigga Roger that copy. I don't wanna hurt nobody, but if one of you fuck niggas try me, I'ma have to hurt somebody. Yeah, old man chick is driving in that jalopy. Pull up on your block and catch me a body. That bitch kick back like karate. That bitch kick back like we chillin'. Masked up with your casket beside me. I've been feeling out a couple death wishes. All my niggas calling me Shinny got me. Looking down on y'all. Happen and knock it. I'ma tear that suit black flame from the rocket. Fuck your water, boy, your wife couldn't stop it. Susu no boy, ooh, I feel like Itachi. I'ma fuck around and murder the village. Just to show you pussy clash, y'all ain't body. Chemical S got your boy feeling drowsy. My dog said, let's get rough, let's get rowdy. Playing Moan, Johnny Storm when I'm rhyming. Keep that human torch on me while I'm riding. It's so hot, cause I'm spitting hot fire. Die line times five, I be wildin'. Die line five times, you just spider my god on my game with the fire, catch a heat stroke. Came 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 with the fire.
All right, this is the Enigma 7 Hour with my man Vega Vega. You know what I'm saying? Just heard his joint. I know the name of it, but I like it. I Know What You Like. And I also hit that Facey heat stroke just because it's hot in the summertime. And, niggas about to have a heat stroke with our fat ass, nigga. This
especially in China,
nigga.
Yeah. Especially in China.
Bruh, I tried to tell people earlier, I'm like, it's the humidity. The humidity is what gets you, you know what I mean?
If you want to know how I feel in China, go in your kitchen, put a pot on the stove, boil the water, and hold your face over it. That's how China feels.
Facts! And that's why I could get saying that.
It's like 24/7 steam. You can put some crabs outside and they'll be ready 15 minutes.
Real shit. Real shit. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let me see. So, you know what I'm saying? I know you're still grinding, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple of songs out, whatever, whatever. Do you know when we can look for like a full project or maybe an EP?
Yes. The EP. Oh, my God. The EP so dope. I wish I could let y'all hear it right now, but the way management is set up, they won't let that happen.
All right.
The EP, come on, we in July?
Yep.
Yeah. The EP will be out October.
Yeah.
But the mixtape, I'm pushing for September, September 11th.
I like
the mixtape going to be called Jackpot. And the catch to that is going to be a whole mixtape of just beat jacks. Word. So it's like the jackpot.
The part of the jack.
The part of the jack. Bye. Vega Vega, the Beat Bandit.
Word.
See, you see how you can put anything with that?
Yeah.
Vega Vega, the Beat Bandit. Jackpot, September 11th. We're going to make it official tonight. September 11th.
September 11th.
Hey, put that on the itinerary. Whammy and T.
September, because you know why? Because September is the best month of all time. I said it. Y'all can be mad. Look at the name of the show. Think of my name. Of course I'm going to say that. Anyway.
September is the best. I guess September number.
It's all right. That's all right. Y'all got Christmas.
Sagittarius.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all right? Cuz over there like, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm outnumbered here, so I'm going to shut my ass up. all right, so September, we got September 11th. You say you got the mixtape, Jackpot, and then the EP will be dropping in October. You know what I mean? How can the people get in contact with you and stay in contact with you?
Okay. Instagram, The Real Vega Vega, that's spelled out the correct way, not the hood way, T-H-E-R-E-A-L-V-E-G-A, V-E-G-A, no spaces. Facebook, Vega Vega, and I also got a music page, it's Vega Vega as well. And on Twitter, Vega 2 times, that's Vega
the number two, my bad, Vega underscore the number two underscore times TYMEZ. Make sure you spell it right because you won't find me if you don't.
Right.
But, yeah, then. Oh, and I got a Snapchat, too. I can't promise you that I'll add you back, but y'all can add me on Snap at Vega the Boss. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to admit, my Snapchat is about as dead as Ronald Reagan.
Just get on there and post it, bro.
I ain't having a memory. I got a cheap-ass phone.
Oh, no.
Like after Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, my phone be like, nigga, what you want to do?
I think I have the
cloud thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. My phone be acting up. So, yeah, I be like,
You can say it's up to your phone, but I don't think it says to your phone automatically like that.
Yeah.
But Snapchat do eat up your battery. Big facts.
Yo.
Snapchat will kill you.
Right. What I'm saying, dog.
From 50 to 0. All you got to do is watch one story. Battery gone. That's it. Hang it up.
I be trying to be nosy and shit. I be trying to use a little GPS shit, like who doing this in this area.
y'all ever need some time to go by, get on social media. It'll kill it. Not 10 minutes off of 30 seconds.
Right. So, shoot, where we at? Is that a little bit of time? Yeah, I'm vibing right now. Hold on. All right, we an hour. Shoot. So, yo, y'all make sure, because I'm going to have the information down below, so make sure y'all follow my mans. Get ready, like I said, Jackpot will be dropping September 11th. Then we got the EP. Y'all stay tuned. He'll give you more information on that. That should be in October. And,
you're at EP, so.
Woo! You got me excited, dog.
I got feature on the EP.
Okay.
I ain't gonna point no elbows. Y'all can't see him, but he in the building. Richie the Rich.
You gonna be spitting, bro? No doubt. All right. So we got Cuz in the building, you know what I'm saying? Got Vega in the building. Yo, appreciate you, bro. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And, I guess it's it. Oh, special announcement. It's going to be mad crazy. And I hope it works out for the better. One way or another.
Well, we just going to say it is going to work out for the better.
No doubt. Monday. I know y'all typically are prepared for me to just drop the podcast, but I got basically a two-for-one. Monday. Nuke Nichols of the Nappy Heads. He will be here live, doing his live interview on YouTube. So go ahead, like I said, hit that subscribe button so when we go live, you already know what's good. Y'all get two for one. Y'all have this show, this episode, Saturday, and then the 50th episode of the Nigga Myself Hour, my man Nuke, he'll be on Monday. Now, also means that will be the podcast for next week, so I won't be here next Friday. So if you miss out on Monday, you're going to be sad. Not really, because after y'all don't care. Be sad on next Friday. Won't have a podcast. Hopefully, I'll be able to go out to that little mixer they're trying to have. TJ Chapman, they have him kind of how to do something.
Shout out to TJ.
No doubt.
DJs.
So, hopefully, I can make it to that. But I won't be here next Friday. So, Monday, got my man Nuke. Also, too, y'all continue to support my man Vega and everything he do. Don't go to Top Flight. Stop fucking fighting. Y'all just start kicking niggas out. That's what I'm doing.
That's all right. Listen, y'all ain't got to worry about that no more. Y'all can come on back at the Top Flight.
No.
You ain't got to worry about nobody fighting no more. Let me just let you know. If you fight, happy yard drive. That's all I'm going to say.
Straight up.
Ain't no questions asked.
I mean, Lazo, get y'all. For real.
We grown.
He should be grown. Like, what the?
We grown. It's a grown-up club.
Yeah.
What y'all doing? Y'all need to take that.
No doubt. So yeah, man, y'all shout out to Mr. Matt, that my man A to the L, shout out to my man Greg, first person put me on the radio. You know what I mean? DJ Spanky, everybody's out there. So anyway, we're gonna get up out of here. But we up. I forgot my man Zone.
How you forget Zone? Hey
Zone, hey man,
remember that?
Yo, chill, man.
Remember that.
Oh, don't looking out for
me. He is hosting the mixtape. He is hosting Jackpot. So y'all listen.
Yeah, how you forget Zone? You forgot Zone. You ain't said it first time. Nah, you can throw me under the bus.
But I am gonna throw that out there and let y'all know.
Yeah,
Zone will be hosting the mixtape.
Alright, you're. Yes, sir. Oh, speaking of, well, let me be more inquisitive when we get up out of here.
Okay.
It will just be you and the mixtape. Will be you got other.
Yeah, the mixtape. I only got one feature on the beat, Jack, and that's with the beat. Shout out Paul Reed,
Word.
VHS Studios,
Word
Boys over there, man.
But yeah, he's the only one that's featured on that mixtape.
Okay.
Because those are just beat jacks, you know, just
yeah.
Like, so, but he did hop on for me. I fuck with him for that. And you ain't fucking with me unless you fucking with yourself.
Right. Peace up. Peace up, man. You know what I mean? All right. We have too much fun. We're going to get up out of here. My man begging y'all miss your support. Like I said, Monday, my man, Nick Mitchell. And, yeah, we'll see y'all in a couple of days. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.